Phil Hewlett. We're going to get the second hour started in just a moment, but not until I tell you about Heat and Cool. You know, Heat and Cool specializes in bringing you the best, most efficient air conditioning, heating, and ventilation systems in the world at the best prices possible. That's what you get from this show. Absolute quality. And unlike other companies, Heat and Cool will work with you and your technician with any technical support questions that you have. In fact, they walk you through the purchase process. Here's what happens. You go to their website and you buy your heating and cooling system, air conditioning, cool off that hot house that you have right now in the middle of summer. You purchase it right there online. They walk you through the process, so you buy the right thing, and they offer you a hassle-free 365-day return on all purchases, so you don't have to worry. Even though they're going to direct you to the right product, you don't have to worry about it once it's installed. They have experts providing you help. They've been there for 20 years, and they'll meet or beat a lower price anywhere else on an identical item, and they'll beat it by 3%. Some restrictions apply. Click on the Heat and Cool button on our sponsor page on our website and get some air conditioning in that house, will you? Good. Heat and Cool. You are listening to Phil Hewlett and Friends. This is hour two of the talk show where you get nothing but fun, informative, sometimes unexpected conversation about the stories you care about. You'll hear from the experts, authors, and others, and we hope it'll put a little smile on your face along the way. I think we've cracked a couple of grins, wouldn't you say?
A few.
Yeah. And we've got more of that in store for you. We're going to learn how to negotiate with a guy that's had, people's lives in his hands.
Yeah.
Over the years, and he can tell you a thing or two about that. And plus, Manny, the movie guy, can't wait to find out if this weekend's movies are good. What's the other one? Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates. It's a
I've never heard of that one.
Judd Apatow, raunchy.
Oh,
movie.
Really?
Yeah,
okay.
Is that his name? Judd.
Yes,
it's Judd.
Yes.
It's not Frank, right? It's
correct.
Judd.
You are correct.
All right, good. Thank you. You're playing my my second banana there for a second. You are correct, sir. Yes. Yes. Right. Yes. Yes. All right, let's get this hour rolling with some interesting stuff. Brooke, I cannot wait to hear how in the world a building can produce this.
Well, leave this to the Chinese. Actually, it's a collaboration. There is a structure in Beijing that was designed by a Dutchman,
mm-hmm.
That is a huge air purifier. An entire 23 feet high. I guess it's like a two-story building that is completely is designed completely to just purify the air around it. And apparently,
well, that makes sense in China, Brooke, doesn't it? Because they have horrendous smog in China.
Yes, they are saying that the air quality there is responsible for 17% of their deaths every year.
Oh.
So they have a huge problem. And the Dutchman was there a few years ago and was looking at his hotel room and saw this horrible smog. And he just became, I guess, inspired. He built this building. It's supposed to, I guess, be officially opened in September. But already they're seeing that it is purifying air about 1 million cubic feet an hour.
Mm.
And they're already seeing visible changes in, like, the skyline. And there are even, like, bunnies hanging out around the air filter because,
aww,
I guess maybe it's better.
Wow. Who's going to replace those filters? Or what do they do with all that junk that goes in and out?
So, yeah. So the way it all works is that the smog is basically turned into ions. It's attracted to this electrode. The electrode then pressurizes it for, like, a half an hour. And encases it in resin, and so you get these little resin cubes of the smog, and they're turning it into jewelry.
Oh!
You know.
There's smog around your neck.
Missing the smog. It just makes a nice, you know, ring.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. All the heavy metals floating around in the air, and then you could turn it into something. Shiny stuff? Have you seen it?
Well, there's a little picture that there's like a, and it's not a very big picture, but it looks like the smog part is a black center that's encased in this clear resin, and then is, you know, just basically set in a ring. But to me, it's not sort of the most beautiful piece of jewelry yet, but it's just getting started.
Conversation piece.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And it's just kind of cool.
What's that around your neck?
Smog. Instead of blood, it's smog.
Yeah, right.
Chinese smog.
Yeah. Oh, that's the best kind.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mellowed with chicory. Old TV commercial reference that nobody got. All right. And next up, we have a song that I think was recorded in the 70s by a band called The Tubes. And it was called Seniors on Pot. Isn't that what it was called? That's what the new version of the song White Punks on Dope has evolved now that everybody is 70, and it's called Seniors on Pot.
I have never heard this song, Phil.
Of course, you
but...
weren't born when it came out. Are you kidding me? You weren't you born in the 80s?
Sure.
I'll go with that.
All right. I'll stop with the old man references, but you have a story about old men and women, and what are they doing? Sparking
well,
it up?
It's hot. They're, yeah, they're... We have a an announcement, a study that says that physicians wrote significantly fewer prescriptions for painkillers and other medications for the elderly who have been given access to medical marijuana.
Oh.
Hmm. Yeah. So it's not only being used for apparently there's like 9 different ailments that marijuana is supposedly good for.
Yep.
But they're seeing people are using it even for other ailments outside of that. And as of this goes back to 2013, so things are different now, even more so. But apparently, $165 million were saved out of the Medicare system because of reduced prescription coverage.
Yet another reason why legalizing medicinal marijuana is a good idea, right? Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. And they're also saying, because that back then there was only 17 states that allowed it. Now there's 25, and they are forecasting that if every state in the country allowed this, we could save nearly $470 million a year.
Wow. Is Florida one of those states?
Of the 25?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm just thinking that might be a market just right for this scenario.
Right?
Why? Because the amount of seniors that are there?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Or maybe they ought to have like a, you know, everybody that goes to Branson gets a free bag of pot when they walk in.
Oh.
Right? Doesn't that make sense?
Either that or in the 24-hour care facilities.
Oh.
There you go.
Now you're thinking.
Yeah.
All right. And while you're thinking, Kelly, why don't you...
Really?
Yeah, really. You keep up on health issues and health oddities and the strange things that come up in the news.
It's kind of odd.
Is this odd?
Well, I think it's, I don't know if it's a mental issue or anything, but basically this is a really odd story. This woman had a tummy ache.
Yeah.
Couldn't figure out what it was, and she had abdominal pains. She cried. She finally went in, and they found... are you ready for this?
What?
A 14 pounds hairball.
A 14 pound hairball?
Yeah.
Where did they find it?
In her stomach.
Oh.
In her stomach.
Well, that was probably blocking the other stuff.
I mean, I'm looking at my hair.
Yeah.
And I don't know how much 14 pounds would be, but I doubt if this is like a couple of ounces right here.
Yeah. Well, sure it looks tasty.
Like the purple?
Yeah.
It's, I can't pronounce it. Can you, tricholtillomania. It's a condition.
How do you spell it?
T-R-I-C-H-O-T-I-L-L-O-M-A-N-I-A. It's a condition.
Oh, that's a different one than, okay.
That's the one where they want to pull out their hair. Mm-hmm. And the trichophagia is where they eat it.
Trichophagia.
Trichophagia.
That's what that is.
They eat it.
Yeah.
What's pulling out is one thing, but eating it is another thing.
So she's eating her hair.
She's eating her hair.
Yeah. Every now and then I'll accidentally bite the mustache hair and get a little in the
mouth. Oh, man. But this is like she was stressed.
But not enough for a 14-pound hairball.
14 pounds.
Oh, my. That's a lot. That's a lot of hair. And how do you not choke? I think hair would choke me.
I think it would be strangling. That's what I was thinking.
What does hair breath smell like?
I don't know, but I'm just like, ugh. Anyway, so she got it taken care of.
Yeah.
And, you know, so she said she dropped a couple of dress sizes.
Right? That's the quickest diet ever.
There goes the pooch.
14 pounds.
The pooch. Yeah. I wonder. Maybe I have a hairball. Maybe that's what it is.
It's not like the cat, you know?
Oh, yeah, right. Hey, I think negotiation is something they should teach in elementary school. What do you think?
Yes.
Yeah. You have to negotiate your salary. Right, or a raise, or how many weeks vacation, right, mm-hmm. when you get a job. You have to bargain for the best price when you buy a car.
You have to negotiate the four square and the hopscotch line.
Exactly. When you're a little kid, you have to do all of that.
Exactly.
So tell you what.
Push them.
I have a crash course coming up for you when the author of the book, Never Split the Difference, joins us in the next segment of today's show. See, that's how little you know about negotiating because you thought splitting the difference was a good move. Right?
I don't know.
It's called compromise, Phil. It's a win-win.
Yeah. I don't know. Hey, I have a list, and I know you love the lists.
I do.
I have a list of the 10 worst songs to reach number one. Now, music is so subjective.
So strange.
It is. It's so subjective because, Brooke, you were listening to Mbop. And I was thinking at the time that the Hansons must be stopped. Please don't let them, don't let them reproduce.
Caught a lot of flag, that's for sure.
You know? But you were listening to that song happily and probably thrilled by some of the songs.
It was a guilty pleasure, I will admit. I don't think I told many people about it.
There may be songs on this list that you think were equally as wonderful, but they make the list to be of the 10 worst songs to reach number one.
So who made the list?
It was the Phoenix New Times, whatever that is. And they actually had 16, but we're only going to do the top 10. But I'm going to tell you about Droma Bed first.
Oh, yes.
You need to get your good night's rest. And you need to wake up. You know how your bed is, it makes you sore. You wake up in the morning, you got aches and pains. It's your mattress. You need a new mattress, finally. And the memory foam mattress is the way to go because it just takes the shape of your body. And then you get out of bed and you look at that shape, that indent, and you go, oh my God, is that what I'm shaped like? It's memory foam, and the engineering they use is cutting edge. They have an ergonomic design, state-of-the-art, ultra-comfortable, and they're eco-friendly. The Droma bed provides unparalleled sleep, and it's significantly more affordable than other high-quality beds. And this is the top. 100% sourced and manufactured in the USA. Droma will give you a 200-night risk-free trial. So that's almost a year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like two-thirds of a year, right? And free shipping, too, in the 48 contiguous states, made from natural products, the softest stuff that you can find anywhere, like Essence of Grandma Hugs. That's soft, isn't it? The Droma bed is 12 inches thick. That's two more than everybody else, and that means something. Get your luxurious sleep experience on a Droma bed. Go to our sponsors page, click on the Droma bed button, and you'll get an exclusive offer code for $75 off. Droma, dream on one. All right,
there is nothing better than a great mattress. I will say that.
That's right.
Well, you spend, what, one-third of your life in bed?
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Lazy ass. Now, I have, from the Phoenix New Times, the list of the 16 worst songs ever to reach number one. Oh. And I'm only going to do the top 10 because it's just...
I'm hoping some of mine aren't on there.
It gets too sad after a while. Number 10 is a song called Informer from the band Snow. It was number one for 7 weeks in 1993 in the United States. And I can't even tell you...
I can't either.
...what the song Informer is or what band Snow was. And I was alive in 1993.
I mean, what kind of music it was.
Yeah, well, it was number one for 7 weeks, so a lot of people loved it. Number nine, I can remember this. It was Can't Help Falling in Love by UB40. That was also 1993. It knocked Snow off of the list, and it was number one for 7 weeks. UB40. Number eight on the list in 1979 is, for me, What Were We Thinking? Debbie Boone, You Light Up My Life, was number one for 10 weeks.
At least I can sing the song. At least I have the melody in my mind.
Yeah. But it was the number one song for 10 weeks. I mean, it's a catchy tune, and it's heartfelt, and it's emotional and all of that. But 10 weeks, nobody else came up with a song that was worthy of number one?
It's romantic.
All right,
we're a nation of romancers.
1982. This is another 7-weeker. Number one, Paul McCartney and Stevie Wonder did a little collab on Ebony and Ivory.
I was just going to say, yeah. I remember that one.
But for 7 weeks, nobody came up with a catchier tune?
Mm-mm. Never a fan of that one.
Bonnie Tyler.
Oh, yeah.
Total Eclipse of the Heart.
That's a great song.
That's a karaoke song, isn't it?
That's a great song.
4 weeks in number one.
Love that song.
1983. Meatloaf. Recently collapsed on stage in 1993. He had a 5-week number one with I'd Do Anything for Love, but I won't do that. That's the song he was singing when he collapsed.
That's a great song.
I remember him in the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Phoenix Sun is
I hope we can all agree that this song being number one for 14 weeks is a travesty. And musicians the world over should be ashamed of themselves, even today, because it was number one in 1996 for 14 weeks.
14.
It was performed by Los Del Rio, but it was the Bayside Boys mix of Macarena.
You know why it was on for 14 weeks? It was all those cruise ships.
Were musicians on strike?
That song.
Was there a labor issue with musicians and they just took 14 weeks off? Yeah.
Sure. It was the dance. It's because of the dance.
Yeah, they were doing it there. They were doing it on the cruise ships. They were doing it at camp. They were doing it everywhere.
Here's another one I cannot identify in my memory. 5 weeks, number one in 2006. Daniel Powder is apparently a musician many people enjoy because his song Bad Day was number one for 5 weeks in 2006.
Never heard of it.
Bad Day. You know that song, Mike Stark?
That's the song they used on American Idol.
Bad Day.
Oh.
Because you had a bad day. That one?
Oh,
that
one?
That one, yeah.
Is that it? Oh, I kind of like that song, I guess.
Yeah, I guess that's a good song. Huh. All right. 1985. And they dropped the Jefferson and the airplane to just become Starship in 1985.
Oh, yeah.
And their song, We Built This City.
Yeah.
On rock and roll. That was number one for 4 weeks.
I hate that song.
And it wasn't anything better for 4 weeks than that song.
It got something, at least.
All right, 1985. okay, I get it. We wanted to be down with the struggle and all of that. For 4 weeks, We Are the World.
Oh.
The USA for
gosh.
Africa anthem was number one.
I have
that. That was almost like an obligatory win there. They're going to make that number one.
Didn't they come? That came out in a single, right?
Yeah, but can't we just go to like a Twitter page or something and click the give
$10
thing? Or...
I have the actual record. I never played it, and I kept it in its little package.
Mm. A little 45?
Yep, the little 45.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's so cute.
Yeah.
I thought maybe it might be worth something someday.
Yeah, it might
maybe
be.
Maybe it will be.
Worth, yeah. Worth less.
Records are coming back.
We're getting closer to the Olympics, Brooke.
Oh yeah.
And I'm getting more and more worried that that one of our beloved athletes is going to come down with the Zika.
Yes. Well, that's a valid concern. It's not going anywhere, and it seems to keep growing. And in this state, as a matter of fact, we have hit our new record high at 320 people confirmed. But there is a company in France who is claiming that they are in a position to start testing for vaccine. They think they have solved the problem, but it's not going to be tested for another couple of months, way too late for the Olympics. I know it's definitely something. Oh, but you know what?
What?
I didn't know this, and this might be old news for all of y'all. I didn't know that it could be sexually transmitted.
You know, I knew that. I thought that was the way it was transmitted.
Mosquito bites.
Well, it is.
Is it mosquito borne or is it sexual? It's both, isn't it?
I think it's both.
Well, what do mosquitoes do?
Well, they certainly don't have sex with humans.
They stick their things in your body and they suck your blood.
Yeah.
So they're transferring
bodily fluids
into
your...
They're probably infecting men that way as well. And apparently men can infect women sexually.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah,
Holy
the men
moly.
Are the carriers. Yeah, but what happens to the men?
As far as I can tell, nothing.
Does their head get smaller?
Which one?
Oh, my God.
Yes!
I don't wish that on anybody. I mean, that whole deal with the babies coming out with smoke.
Right, but so men don't have symptoms, I take it?
I have not heard of any manly symptoms.
Maybe we need to get a doctor back on the show and get because we talked about this some time ago. We've been talking about Zika for almost a year now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Time for an update.
All right. Well, thanks for the Zika update.
You're welcome.
Another musical thing. You remember Steven Adler?
I love him.
He was the original drummer of Guns N' Roses.
Yes.
And then he decided he liked heroin more than he liked being a rock star. And he's still alive, first of all. And he recently played with Guns N' Roses. And it was the first time he played with the band since 1990.
Aww.
Two songs, Out to Get Me and My Michelle.
Aww.
How about that? It's good for him, huh?
He's hot. Without the
heroin. I can't even picture him. I have no idea what he looks like.
Oh, brown, curly hair.
I once had a sales assistant
Uh-oh.
who was wonderful, and she was Steven Adler's steady girlfriend for
no.
a while. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And then she went from that to becoming my sales assistant.
Oh, Lordy.
So was that an upgrade?
I'm sorry.
Hey, Chris Voss, the former FBI international kidnapping negotiator, the lead negotiator, has tips for you on how to negotiate in any situation. And he's coming up in moments here on Phil Hewlett and Friends. I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Ports a Call Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials as well as the South Bay's best champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Ports a Call Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsacalldining.com or call 310-833-3553. Here's a great idea for your next outing, a cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Ports a Call Waterfront Dining right next door, and the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com.